By educating consumers and clients about sustainability issues through your marketing, including the environmental impact of certain actions we take or choices we make every day, you're helping stop the cycle.
Welcome to the Marketing Your Purpose podcast. I'm Austin, a marketing and PR gal and small business owner, passionate about enabling purpose-driven businesses to be seen and heard through my purpose-giving gifts. If you're an entrepreneur, marketing leader, or work-from-home boss lady that's tired of crafting campaigns and pitching stories that feel purposeless and in need of a reminder of who you were purposely created to market for, you're in the right place. Inside this podcast, you'll find basic integrated marketing and PR tips that break through the darkness, thoughtful plans to help you launch and sustain your purpose-filled thing, encouragement in helping you live by your values in and outside your workplace, and much more. So friend, if you're ready to drive more light into this world by simply marketing your purpose, turn up the volume, grab your coffee, and let's dig in. If you have questions about how you can be even more sustainable in your marketing efforts after this episode, reach out to me at bowmanparcel.com/contact. I'd love to set up a discovery call or a 60-minute intensive to talk over the challenges you are having in your business and provide low-cost, time-efficient marketing PR strategies that might be the solution. Excited to hear from you. Now on to the episode. Hello, episode 40 and our Earth Day special. I can't believe we're already at episode 40, not 30. Where has the time gone? Feels like just yesterday when I launched the podcast. And this is really just a simple thank you to all of you that tune in every week. I'm really so grateful, so honored you continue to choose to spend this pocket of time with me. And I truly hope that this podcast is making some difference in how you market and communicate your purpose. And that the educational content encouragement I provide here weekly is actually helpful in some shape or form. If it is, would you be up to leaving this podcast a review, sharing how it's making a difference in your marketing or communications efforts? By better understanding what exact content is the most helpful to you, it'll help me tailor this podcast even more, particularly for those of you who tune in regularly. It truly helps more people find this podcast too and help them market their purpose. Thank you in advance for those of you who do that or who have already left a review. I'm so grateful. So moving on to the main subject of this podcast, which is Earth Day. No, just kidding. It's not Earth Day. We're not exactly talking about Earth Day per se, but rather marketing strategies that are truly sustainable. And I thought that would be fitting for this week. But let me start with a personal story to make this a bit more applicable for you. During my good old corporate comms days at Visa, I supported the company's sustainability team 3 years in a row with what I believe was an elaborate Earth Day celebration for our 20,000 plus employees globally. The week to month long event, yes, sometimes it's as long as a month, it occurred every year to commemorate everything the company had done to be more sustainable that year. It was a very memorable experience for me as I tried to work with the sustainability team to truly get to the point on the exact progress the company had made in their sustainability efforts. I always wanted to make sure I was communicating the real progress we had made, as well as to find creative ways to get our employees to actually participate in furthering our progress versus just celebrating it. It was around those times where I got extra hard on myself and the team to make sure our marketing strategies and tactics were effective and sustainable. This was definitely not the time to get called out for doing something that was actually hurting the environment. Although I loved throwing a good event, I still do. I was encouraged by my fellow communications teammates to recommend doing most of our celebrating online, and this was before COVID, or before we all moved to a digital remote world. Ironically, this practice has stuck with me over the years. Today, I do most of my marketing and PR online, and I imagine it's because it's simply more sustainable. And I'm not just talking from a physical waste perspective, but also from a time and money perspective.
Events, for example, cost a ton of money, a ton of energy and time, and often leave behind a lot of waste. And I'm not saying you can't and shouldn't throw events as part of your marketing strategy. I'm suggesting to maybe think about incorporating other more sustainable marketing strategies and tactics into your marketing mix to offset the costs, energy, time, and waste more traditional types of marketing and PR often create. So let's get to some of those sustainable marketing strategies today so you feel empowered to switch things up. All right, so sustainable marketing strategy number one is simply to go digital. Choose digital and online marketing efforts such as social media and email marketing whenever possible, especially over print materials. This reduces paper waste associated with traditional marketing methods, and I can't tell you the amount of times I've actually suggested to avoid the paper flyer, the paper invitation or invite, or other random branded marketing good or paper due to the simple waste it creates. And I'm talking still to this day about clients who are fixated on creating these things for people and only these physical printed things. They're really stuck in the past, unwilling to move into the digital world of marketing, and that's really hurting not only the environment, but their business. Again, I'm not saying you can't go the traditional route to mix up your marketing toolbox. I'm suggesting that you take this marketing approach minimally, that is to the traditional route, to simply be mindful of the environment as well as to be in tune with the times. So that is really number one. It's just simply to think about going digital. There's so many creative ways to go digital these days. Obviously, it's, again, you're behind the times if you're not participating in online marketing. So whether, again, that's podcasting, that's search engine marketing, SEM and SEO, to social media marketing, email marketing, paid advertising online. Again, there's just a lot you can do here. So that's my number one. Number two, sustainable marketing strategy number two. If you're going to go for in-person events or create the print or branded marketing materials, invest in sustainable packaging, products, or branding that reduces your environmental impact. At least do that. This can include using recycled materials, minimizing packaging waste, and using eco-friendly printing methods. And just buy less of everything. Don't overestimate or overcompensate what you will need. Be strategic and thoughtful of exactly the number that's needed for promoting a meeting or even at the meeting and at the event, at the trade show, and don't go beyond that. Be conservative with your money and time. And I understand at first this may seem risky and even this might cost you more money, but choosing to be more thoughtful of the environment will give you permission to talk about those decisions in your marketing, which leads me to sustainable marketing strategy number three, which is talk about sustainability and the choices you're making to be more sustainable as a business. Just as I've shared some of the practices I take to be more sustainable with my marketing, or that I suggest to my clients, I encourage you to do the same with whatever you might be doing in your life or in your business to be more sustainable. By educating consumers and clients about sustainability issues through your marketing, including the environmental impact of certain actions we take or choices we make every day, you're helping stop the cycle, especially if you can showcase how you're being sustainable with your product design, your packaging, your supply chain decisions. This inspires other business owners to do the same. And we definitely did something similar with our employees at Visa. Since I was on the internal facing side of supporting the sustainability team, we shared and even gamified actions employees could take to help be more sustainable around the office every year, like choosing to bring a water bottle to fill up at work every day versus using the paper cups that were provided next to the water machine, or an even bigger challenge like biking, taking the metro, or carpooling to work versus choosing to drive solo that month. You would be surprised how many employees participated in the challenge and kept it up after Earth Day or Earth Month, as we would call it. Education is powerful, so don't think this shouldn't be included in your marketing. It builds trust, brand reputation, and favorability, especially with eco-friendly stakeholders, whether that be your consumers, your partners, your clients, investors, or employees. We just want to make sure we aren't greenwashing here, which is essentially making up ways you are being more thoughtful of the environment. So let's make sure this is coming from a place of authenticity and transparency, and that we truly can see, even communicate, the dollars, the amount of waste and time we are saving by being more sustainable together. All right, that's it. I'm keeping this one super short today and hoping I inspire you to be more sustainable in your marketing efforts this Earth Week and beyond. Take one little action in your marketing today that helps not only the environment, but your business. Both will thank you. If you have any questions about how you can be even more sustainable in your marketing, please reach out to me at plumandparcel.com/contact. I'd love to set up a discovery call or even a 60-minute intensive to talk over the challenges you are having in your business and provide low-cost, time-efficient marketing PR strategies that might be the solution. Please let me help you get through the biggest hurdles of your business. I know you're juggling a lot, and I don't want marketing to be the holdup. Thank you again for showing up here every week and tuning in. It's an honor to get to spend time talking with you and making progress together. Until next week, friend, go market your purpose. If this podcast inspired you, encouraged you, or helped you feel more purposeful, the biggest thank you would be to leave a quick review on Apple iTunes, reshare on social media, tagging my team and me at Plum and Parcel, or pop this episode over to a friend via text, letting them know that this podcast might have a positive impact on their life too. I hope to meet you back here real soon. Now go out into the world and start marketing your purpose. See you next time.